Babe, you will never believe what happened today. No, no, it's great news. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. I almost want you to sit down for this. Okay. Okay, babe, are you ready? I'm not a person anymore. I mean, not technically. Isn't that great news? Babe, trust me, it is. This is really awesome when you think about it. How? Okay, so you know how there's been that push for universal testing and registration? Like, everyone needs to carry their vaccine card everywhere, and their insurance card, then their proof of occupation card, their intelligence quotient card, right? Like, well, one of the newer tests compares your breeding potential to your competency, like smarts versus fertility or something. If you can't put a square peg into a square hole, it's supposed to qualify you for living assistance. So they assign someone to be your handler, and they do your taxes and budget for you and all of your other day-to-day work and forms and stuff like that. But, like, who doesn't struggle with all of that stuff sometimes? It's so confusing the way it's written. Anyway, so I took the test, and then there's this box that the doctor can check if you score really, really low in smarts, but really high in fertility. The gals at work are calling it the bimbo box. Bimbo box. That's funny, right? I know. Sometimes they tell the gals, like, hello, we should be doing stand-up. What was I saying? Right. So, the box. If the doctor stamps it, it means that you're not qualified to make your own decisions anymore. But you're, like, super desirable in the fertility category, so it's not a total loss. Do you get where I'm going with this? Babe, why do you look worried? This is all great news. Once they stamp that box, you're not expected to do your own errands anymore, or, like, drive yourself. You can drive yourself, I guess, but you don't get tickets anymore. Instead, the cops will strip search you. I don't understand. Long story short, you're my legal caregiver now. Or my handler. Or whatever they're calling it. Babe, seriously, stop looking so worried. I'm your bimbo, and you're my handler. I even filled out your name on the little dotted line. You make all my legal decisions now. You even get to oversee my purchases. You get to keep me, and you get to have exclusive rights to my bimbo body. Anytime you want. I mean, you always kind of did, but now it's official. This pussy is yours. Do you want to see it? Right now? What do you mean, this is weird? What's weird about me pulling down my skirt right here, right now, so you can see exactly what you're entitled to? Babe, you need to see what's yours. This is your hot, tight, perfect little bimbo pussy now. I'll even trim it any way you want and wear anything you want. Lace thongs, short maid outfit, a garter belt with nothing else. I'll keep my cute little thought slot on display for you with slutty clothes and have it ready for you all the time. Or I'll wear nothing at all. If you tell me if that's what you want, you can do anything with me. Anything at all. Anywhere. Anytime. Do you want to finger me while we're driving down the highway? I want that too. No seduction. None of that putting me in the mood bullshit. Just reach over and check out how tight I am for you. Do you want to claim me in the front window to show me off? You could mash these big, perfect bimbo tits against the glass while I clench around your cock. I'd ask you to be careful not to hit my head against the window, but... Am I kidding? You could fuck my brains out, literally, and I'd still be your personal, empty-headed whore. Or if you really wanted to show me off, you could put a chain on a dildo and fuck me with it. Then you could hold on to the end of the chain and you could walk me around the neighborhood. I bet I'd be dripping by the time we made it back. My tongue would be hanging out. I am such a slut for you. You could even take me to work like that. You could position me under your desk and you could have me keep your cock warm with my mouth while you type or take calls. That's right. You can literally do anything to your bimbo. Babe, I am such a bimbo. You shouldn't even consider me a person anymore. I'm just a fuck toy. Your bimbo fuck toy. You know when you take me to the doctor to get a checkup? I don't want you to think of it as a doctor visit for me. I want you to think of it as your fuck toy maintenance. When you sit in the waiting room and you pull me on your lap, because I'm not allowed to sit in people chairs anymore, I want you to tell the hot receptionist that you're here to have your fuck toy checked and maintained. To make sure the brutal pounding you've given your bimbo won't result in a permanent stagger. I want you to finger me and play with my tits while you talk about me. While you talk over me like I'm not even there. Fuck, babe. This is making me so hot. Thinking about all the ways I can serve you as your perfect bimbo. Can I sit in your lap? On that massive erection that's trying to rip its way out? Let me take it out for you, please. Sorry, babe. I asked for that wrong. Babe, can I put your cock back where it belongs? In your fuck toy bimbo's tight pussy? Thank you. Oh, where was I? Right. Talking about having my doctor check up. Sorry. Fuck toy maintenance. But you don't need to worry about wearing your little bimbo out. Because there's a lot of me to fuck. Like these perfect tits. They're all yours. And they need your cum too. If you ever look bored while you're checking your phone or watching TV, I'll just undo my bra and get on my knees. I wouldn't want this perfect cock of yours to get cold, after all. And that's what my tits are for now. They're your cock warmers. And that's what my ass is to you, too. Just another tight bimbo hole for you to keep putting your cock in when it's not busy elsewhere. Whenever I'm not kneeling at your feet, that's where I should be, right? Sitting on your lap with my skirt hiked up. We could even drive like that. Me on your lap, holding the wheel, pretending to drive. While you keep your cock jammed in my ass, feeling the vibration of the car through my tight pucker. Just don't hit too many potholes. Unless you like feeling me clench. That hard? What about my tongue? Oh, these perfect plump bimbo lips. With how big you are, you probably love seeing these lips stretched around your cock, right? Well, anytime you need your bimbo on her knees, just put your hand on my shoulder. Push me down. That could even be my default if you want. What kind of super bimbo would I be if I wasn't on my knees most of the time anyway? Wanting to have that cock of yours slid down my throat. What do you mean we've never done that before? Babe, I know. That's why I'm telling you. My mouth, my throat, it's for keeping your cock hot and wet now. If you want to hilt your balls on my chin and come down my esophagus into my stomach, I want you to. I need you to. If I squirm or squeal too much, you can just lace your fingers behind my head and hold me there until I swallow everything you give me. And if I have to gag and pass out on your cock to learn my lesson, I guess that's just how we'll have to do it until I lose my gag reflex. Oh, your cock is so good. Babe, I need you to remember this. I'm such a bimbo. I'm not even a person anymore. Oh, that's exactly how I want you to treat me. Oh. Are you getting close? Fuck. Please, babe. Please. Claim your bimbo. Claim me anytime you want. You know, I do my cute little exercises in front of the TV. Well, I do that so I can keep this bimbo body of mine tight for you. So you can shoot your load all over my tight tummy, or my thighs, or my chest. Anywhere you want. This perfect fit bimbo body is all yours. Oh, whenever you want it. I'll sit just like a doll for you. Hands in my lap. Waiting for you to come on me. Waiting for you to grab my ponytail and stretch my lips over your cock. For you to take a fistful of my hair and throw me over a chair. I'm your bimbo, babe. Just use me. Fucking use me. Use me up if you want. Use your little bimbo until I break. Remember, according to the test, I'm extra fertile. Every time you come, I need you to come on me or inside me. Even your pre-cum should be on my skin or my mouth, or it's a waste. Leave me sweaty and exhausted and leaking cum, and then don't let up. Fuck me over and over and over. Just fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck your mindless bimbo until there's nothing left. Just a beautiful, fucked, stupid husk for you to breed. Use me. Use me, babe. Use your fuck toy. Use your bimbo. Please. I think I'm gonna enjoy being your property. So, do you want to buy a frame and hang it? Frame what? The test results? The piece of paper that says you're my handler? I think we should have it. Right there in the front room. Not that any of our guests could doubt what I am after they see how you dress me. or how they could use me. But hi. So that was my version of I'm such a bimbo, I'm technically not a person anymore, by Mental Trap. And I don't know. I technically should be working on like 4 other things, but I saw this morning and I thought, oh gee, that fits for me. So here I am and here I go. If you enjoyed it, please let me know in the comments, or I have an anonymous feedback form you may or may not have heard of. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for spending some time with me today. I hope you enjoy it. Bye.